Episode 2968, Maybe Broken is Better Than Fixed.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. I hope you're ready for a spectacular weekend. It's Friday, and that means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And boy, do I have a whammy of one today. Oh yes, all I'm going to say is Bob the Builder. Can we fix it, Bob the Builder? Yes, we can. Maybe broken is better than fixed. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISS It newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Okay, this episode, just so you know, is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. There's a lot happening right now, and I got to tell you, there are just days I feel overwhelmed, and I've really been going to my knees and asking God as to where to lead Create Your Now. So if you have some ideas and thoughts, I really want to hear from you. You can send me a note at info@createyournow.com. Anyway, okay, my goodness, there is just so much to go through. Also, I want to remind you, as you can tell, this stuff is real. A lot of people say, Christiane, do you really put everything on every single day? Do you do it? I'm like, yes, this is real me. This is not make-believe. And I make mistakes and I have to own up to them. But at the same time, I want you to do real life with me as I want to do real life with you, right? I want to walk with you in your everyday. And a lot of us, we take that for granted. We don't have that best friend or the best friend we want to tell everything to. We'll tell select things to, but not everything. And so God has really laid upon my heart to make some moves. And one of those moves is Pray.com. We've partnered with Pray.com in order to bring you a TV show. This is a little bit different. We're experimenting with it. I don't know where God's going to take it, but what I do know is that I would love to see you there. So head on over to Pray.com. You can search there for Christiane Wargo. You will find it. We air a new episode every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Be there or be square. Okay, enough about all of that because, man, I could just sit here and talk with you and maybe one of these days I'll just do that because I think sometimes we need to know the real life in what is happening in our lives that, oh, wait, I'm not the only one who is going through this. There are people who are having to deal with dinner, dishes, and dogs. Oh, my. And, yeah, that's not fun. And so one of these things I want to talk about today, when your kids find themselves in challenging situations, it's second nature to want to make everything better. We just want to do that. Yet overwhelm can get the best of our intentions. Maybe broken is better than fixed. Now, you could be dealing with a broken toy or a broken relationship, but it really doesn't matter. We just want to fix it, right? We want to get in there. Now, you heard me at the very beginning, right? Reminds me of that educational show, Bob the Builder. Yeah, let's do it again. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes, we can. I'm not wearing the yellow hat, but I am thinking about that yellow hat. My kids watched that one, and it was a fun one to watch, right? It had the rhymes, and you just want to do it. And now I'm playing with my grandson, and we've got excavators and dump trucks. And I'm sitting here going, Bob the Builder, can we fix it? He's like, yes, Grandma, yes. And it's so adorable. But let me pause here for a moment. When we become a parent, it's like we take this silent oath that says we will fix everything for our children. And I truly understand that position. I get it. I want to do everything I can to make it right for my kiddos. But if everything is fixed, is everything perfect? We can give our children false hope and not an understanding of truth when we try to be the fixer. Now, I'm not saying not to help your children. Parents are there to guide and protect, to provide safety and security, and to love unconditionally. But in all of that, it doesn't mean you can fix everything. There are some things that we just can't do, right? Some things need to be left broken so the lessons can be learned and remembered. Life isn't about the ease of the journey, but the lessons learned along the miles of greatness you walk and that your children walk. So take an extra load off your heart and accept the broken. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Accept the broken. Now, I'm probably going to get a lot of pushback on this. I get it. Go ahead, start writing me the emails, but I want you to understand my heart. Okay, this is not a one-size-fits-all. This is truly about me opening up conversation, right? That's what we're looking at here. Just because I'm saying accept the broken, that doesn't mean that we should never try to fix things. There are certainly situations where you should do everything you can to find a solution, everything you can to direct your child a certain way. However, by accepting that you can't fix everything and focusing on simpler solutions when appropriate, you get to reduce stress and be more present and supportive for your children. And in reality, I think that's where we're missing the mark as parents. We're trying to be the friend. We're trying to be, oh, wait, yeah, you failed here. Well, okay, you failed this class. I'm going to go and make it an A. I know the teacher. I got this. What does that really do for your child? Okay, maybe for a moment, it's great on the report card. But what happens if this continues throughout their education? And then they get out in the real world. And you're not there to rescue them because they go into a career that has nothing to do. You have no influence in that career. And all of a sudden, they fall flat on their face. Sometimes failure is a blessing. Sometimes broken is a blessing. We can't fix everything, but we can be present for our children. And that's really the focus here. Be the parent you can be, and don't beat yourself up for unattainable standards that no one can reach. You're not going after this invisible Parent of the Year award. Because anybody who gets the Parent of the Year award is paying for it somewhere. I mean, like literally. There are so many things out there. You know them. Man, I get them all the time. It's like, oh, you're the greatest woman in this career. If you just give us $100, we'll put you in the who's who of the who's who of the who's who. Really? So I'm sure somewhere in many different areas, there's someone that's saying, do you want the Parent of the Year award? Okay, pay me that $100. But what is that doing for your child? See, we don't stop and think that our actions have influence on our children long term, not just in the moment, not just because, oh, well, I'm trying to help them and get over this little hiccup that they have. And that's all you see. Mom, Dad, you got to see 360 degrees. You got to see the beginning and the end before it even happens. You've got to be one step ahead. And that means what? The focus is where you have to be present. You cannot sit there and just say, you know what? I'm reaching for the height of I want that trophy. I want to be that amazing parent that my child says nothing bad about me. You know what? I don't mind if my children say something bad about me because that means I'm doing my job. And I've noticed as they've gotten older, I did my job. Was it easy? No, it was not easy. And now that I have a grandson, I get to see what I instilled in my children to be instilled in him as he's growing up. Talk about impact. Maybe broken is better than fixed. So when you accept the broken, there are some benefits, right? And so I want to go over three of them because it's one of those things where we don't talk about it. This is the kind of the quiet conversations we have in our head. And we don't really want to go down that avenue. It's like, I'm just not going to touch it. Because if I do, I'm opening up Pandora's box and I don't want to do that. All right. Number one. When you accept the broken, it can alleviate some of the stress and pressure you feel to be the perfect parent who can solve every problem, right? This pressure can be overwhelming and lead to feelings of guilt and inadequacy. By acknowledging that you can't fix everything, you can give yourself permission to let go of some of that pressure and focus on what you can control. That's the key there, Mom. That's the key there, Dad. Focus on what we can control. It's not about having it all. I can't do everything, but man, am I good at a lot of things? I am. But there are some things that I've had to let my children fall on. They have just had to fail and fail proudly because it wasn't my battle to fight. And they had to figure it out. Now, was I there to support them? Was I there to hug them and give them that unconditional love? You better believe it. Did we go out and have talks about what happened? Did we have some pick-me-up times? Yes. Did I, you know, come in on the pity party if they needed it? Yes. But let me tell you, those times when they've fallen have been the best times. Except the broken. Focus on what you can control. Secondly, accepting that you can't fix everything can also help you be more present and supportive when it comes to your children. When you're constantly trying to fix things, you may not be fully present in the moment with your children. You know, you may be preoccupied with finding a solution rather than being there for your child and offering them comfort and support. So you want to be present, right? You want to be supportive. But if you're trying to do everything and be everything, you're going to miss the mark. There are times I did miss the mark. Man, I missed it really, really good. And I'm like, seriously? How could I have missed that? I really then said, I need to consciously, directly make a decision that I'm going to be present. I don't want to skip. I don't want to fast forward. I don't want to try to fill the void of, oh my gosh, there are tears falling down her face. There are tears, you know, beginning to swell in his eyes. And I want to be able to wipe those away. So how can I make it better right now? You know what? The right now is to listen to them. The right now is to hear them. The right now is to know their pain the way they see it. It's their perspective, not mine. They're going through it, not me. Does that mean I feel bad? Of course I do. When your child hurts, you hurt. But the thing is we are always sitting here trying to make everything better. Everybody gets the trophy, right? Pay the $100. Everybody gets a trophy. I want to be the parent of the year. Really? Is that how you want to get it? Because I'm sure there's somewhere on the website you can pay somewhere and something to have them send you a little certificate that says you're parent of the year. But is that going to help you be the best parent? Is that actually going to make you feel any better? No. You're still going to feel lousy. You're still going to be stressed. You're still going to carry anxiety because you're trying to be something and someone that God intentionally did not want you to be as a parent. And he knows best, right? We're his children. He disciplines us. He manages us. He trains us. He sets boundaries. He knows best. So why not follow in those footsteps? Sometimes we got to accept the broken. And finally, number three, dealing with something that is broken can actually be simpler than trying to fix it. For example, if your child's toy is broken, right? You may be able to help them find them a new toy or an activity to enjoy instead of trying to repair that broken one. Also, what about a relationship that's broken? It may be simpler to focus on finding a way to move forward rather than trying to fix what's broken. Trying to sit there and say, oh man, you know, you're all personalities, they just clash, so let's just change you. I want you to act this way all the time when you're around this particular person. Maybe they shouldn't be around this particular person in this season of life. But guess what? They need to make those hard decisions. You do not. Can you help them? Can you guide them? 120,000%. But we as parents, we've got to be careful. Don't overstep your boundaries. Sometimes, right? Maybe the broken is better than fixed. Again, though, this is situational. All of it is. There is no one size fits all when raising kids, but it's the little things that add up to create the bigger impact. Your influence creates impact. But how do you want that impact created? So my challenge for you is this. Where do you see yourself overstepping your boundaries and fixing things for your children? You got to go back. Think about this week, the last 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. What did it look like? Maybe today has already started off bad. You got spring break around the corner. Oh my goodness, are you ready for it? Maybe you're like, I wish spring break wasn't coming because I need the kids at school. What does it look like for you? Maybe the kids are coming home from college and you're like, oh, I was just getting used to being, you know, by myself all day long because my kids are older, some in college, some in high school, and I enjoy the peace. What's going to happen when there isn't peace? Are you going to intervene and try to find a way to, you know, knock down the gavel and say, this is how we run the household now? Yes, you have your rules and they're under your roof. But we have to be careful. Are we overstepping as parents? What does that look like? And then I want you to ask yourself these questions. Is there anything wrong with your kids trying to fix themselves? What is the harm in leaving something broken? Number three, does everything always have to be fixed? These are great thought-provoking questions. And one, I'm telling you, they're situational. You cannot look at this. And they're seasonal too. So they're situational and seasonal. If you have five children like I do, and I look at my grandson now, so I get repeat now. I'm starting on repeat. And I'm thinking, gosh, what did I do really well with my five kids that I can repeat with my grandbaby, okay, that of course their parents, you know, his parents say, okay, it is that way. I'm supporting them because they are his parents. I'm not the parent. I'm the grandparent. I'm there to support what the parents want and then spoil. I always love the spoil part. But seriously, right? I'm there to pick them up and give them the hugs. I'm there that eventually when they're mad at mom and dad, they're going to pick up the phone and grandson's going to call me and say, hey, Grandma, this is what I'm thinking. Of course, and maybe at 4 years old, he's saying it like that. But yeah, seriously, oh, he is the cutest, I just must say. But one of the things I was thinking about when I was writing these questions and thinking of it as full circle, you know, my grandson is learning that there are good and bad consequences. Sometimes if he plays with his toy the wrong way, right, and it breaks, daddy can fix it. Dad's got this. But one of the things my grandson immediately says, right, because of that is fix it, Gamma, fix it. And so we were dealing and playing with this little tape measure. He has this toolbox. His dad does a lot of fixing of things. He's an engineer. And it's very interesting because he has that engineering brain. I love watching it. I mean, you can just tell it. And so he has this little tape measure and it's a kid's tape measure. And it's one that it just unrolls. It's plastic. It's as cheap as I'll get at, but it's still fun, right? And you want it to continue to work, but you know that that little part of that tape that comes out is barely hanging on in there. And so he's going, trying to pull it as hard as he can. And I told him, I said, man, you gotta be careful, right? You gotta do this, dude. You can't pull this. You're gonna break it. And he looks at me and I said, and when it's broken, it's broken. This cannot be fixed by daddy. Why do you think I said that? Because when he was a lot littler, everything could be fixed by daddy. And that's true, right? He has an awesome dad, an incredible mom. But what's going to happen in the next couple of years? Daddy and mommy aren't going to be able to fix it. And neither is grandma, neither is papa. And neither are any of his aunts and uncles and his nana and his bebop. It's not going to happen. But let me tell you, if he learns right now at the sweet age of 2, that not everything can be fixed, that he has to take care of things, that he has to use things the way they're meant to be used, do you think that's a lesson learned that's going to go well with him through the rest of his life? Yes. So why not begin engaging that now? Have those kind of conversations. Think about it. I know we're not sitting around thinking about these things. And I know some of us are going like, Christine, I don't have time to be like this thoughtful in my parenting. I'm telling you, you can be the best parent of the year without trying to find a certificate online, without paying that $100 somewhere, and just be present. We can't do the fixing forever and always. So at times, maybe broken is better than fixed. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.